Pushkin.
No one is reading your mind, but HP Instant Ink knows when your printer is running low and sends new cartridges before you run out, so you never have to think about ink. For details, visit hp.com/instantink. Conditions apply.
Spending more on groceries this past year? Wanting to order some weekday takeout? Whether you're spending on the essentials like groceries or splurging on dinner from your favorite local restaurant, do so with your Discover credit card. Because only Discover automatically matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. And it is so easy to earn cash back since Discover card is accepted at 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. When it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. 2021 Nielsen Report. Hold on. How many kids do you have?
I have two boys.
Okay. So your kids are how old at this point?
Oh, they were young. I mean, this is before, you know, you can call up anything on all of Disney Plus or whatever.
I'm speaking with Laura Beth Nielsen, law professor, social scientist, chair of the Northwestern University Sociology Department.
You know, they were VHS tapes and they wanted to watch them. And at some point, you know, as the adult, you just get mind-numbingly bored. And I started thinking about what else they represented.
Were there particular movies that got you thinking along these lines?
It was The Little Mermaid.
It was The Little Mermaid.
I want to be where the people are. I want to see, them dancing, walking around.
The Little Mermaid came out in 1989. It's based on the Hans Christian Andersen children's story of the same name, an animated musical from Walt Disney Pictures, written and directed by the team of Ron Clements and John Musker, about an adolescent mermaid named Ariel, who wants to leave the sea and trade in her fins for feet because she's fallen in love with a handsome prince. She rescued him from a shipwreck, and now she can't stop thinking about him.
What would I pay to stay here beside you? What would I do to see you smiling at me?
The Little Mermaid is for kids, specifically and especially little girls. It's a princess movie. When it came out, it rejuvenated Disney's animated film business, setting off a spectacular run. Beauty and the Beast, Aladdin, The Lion King, Pocahontas. But it isn't just kids who watch Disney movies. It's their parents. Parents like Laura Beth Nielsen, the lead author with Nehal Patel and Jacob Rosner of a 2017 Law Journal article called Ahead of the Lawmen: Law and Morality in Disney Animated Films, 1960 to 1998. If you have a young child, I recommend you read this article before it's too late. I read the paper and I rolled my eyes and I was like, seems to be like, And then, you know, I'd never seen Little Mermaid. So then I watched Little Mermaid and I was like, oh, you're so right. Yes,